This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Rajya Sabha is holding discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is replying in the Rajya Sabha on the motion of thanks. Let's go live to the PM's address.
ये तो हम सबका दायित्व है और इसीलिए तो देश ने हम सबको यहां बैठने का अवसर दिया है और उसमें लेकिन जहां तक कांग्रेस का सवाल है उनसे सबका साथ सबका विकास इसके लिए कोई अपेक्षा करना मैं समझता हूं कि बहुत बड़ी गलती हो जाएगी जो उनकी सोच के बाहर है उनकी समझ के भी बाहर है और उनके रोड मैप में भी ये सूट नहीं करता है क्योंकि वो इतना बड़ा दल एक परिवार को समर्पित हो गया है उसके लिए सबका साथ सबका विकास संभव ही नहीं है आदरणीय सभापति जी कांग्रेस ने राजनीति का एक ऐसा मॉडल तैयार किया था जिसमें झूठ फरेब भ्रष्टाचार परिवारवाद तुष्टिकरण सबका गालमेल था
Earlier, participating in the discussion, BJP member Devendra Pratap Singh said, the government has taken several measures for farmers by ensuring minimum support price for their agricultural produce, as well as the welfare of SC and ST communities. Meanwhile, the issue of deportation of Indian nationals from the US today rocked both the houses of parliament, as the opposition demanded a discussion on the issue. Making a statement on the issue in Rajya Sabha, Dr. Jayashankar today said, the process of deportation of illegal immigrants is a generally accepted principle in international relations, asserting that it is in the collective interest of the nations to increase legal mobility.
It is in our collective interest to encourage legal mobility and discourage illegal movement. It is the obligation of all countries to take back their nationals if they are found to be living illegally abroad. This is naturally subject to an unambiguous verification of their nationality.
He also shared data of the number of Indian deputies from other countries with the House and said 734 people were deported to India in 2009, while 1,368 in 2024 and 104 in this year. Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat today said the tourism projects undertaken by the states under the Special Assistance for Tourism Promotion in Capital Investment Scheme will create footfall employment opportunities in the country. Replying to supplementaries in Rajya Sabha, the minister said growth in the tourism potential at any location leads to employment generation. All preparations are in final phase for counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections to be taken up on Saturday. Overall, 60.42% of the voters exercised their franchise in yesterday's polling to decide the political fate of 699 candidates. The Election Commission said EVMs have been kept in the strong rooms, which are under the constant vigil of the Commission and police officials. The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha, the annual interaction program of Prime Minister Narendra Modi with the students, will be held in a new format this season. The program will now be held in 8 episodes. It is scheduled to be held on the 10th of this month at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The Education Ministry said under the new format, renowned personalities from diverse fields will interact with students and share their experiences and knowledge. The ministry informed that in this program, 36 students from each state and UT has been selected from various schools. And that is the end of this news bulletin.